and strength to sustain them and for all of us at this time, giving thanks for the strong teamwork and the great support expressed by so many different parishioners as a church family endeavouring to serve God and one another. And so we join together in saying, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lord yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you.
Let us pray.
Together we pray, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for St. Columba's, our parish prayer. May the doors of our church always be open to visitors and all. God, our Heavenly Father, make the door of our church wide enough to welcome all who need human love, fellowship, and a father's care, but narrow enough to shut out all envy, pride, and hatred. Here may the tempted find help, the sorrowing receive comfort, and the penitent be assured of your mercy. And here may all your children renew their strength and go on their way in hope and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you throughout this new year and beyond. Amen. I want to thank all those of you who have supported so generously the larger appeal over Christmas and at the carol service. The total amount of money collected so far has just exceeded £5,000, and that is phenomenal and represents generosity and practical help from St. Columba's to assist those in the community. And the larger have been able to top up the electric cards in 109 households in this, our local area, for Christmas. And by having the carol service earlier, they were able to get the money before Christmas, allocated before Christmas, and those households didn't have to worry about electricity over Christmas and New Year. If you haven't contributed and would like to do so, the envelopes are still being received, and Brian Atchison will be going again to the larger with more money during this coming week. But thank you for that practical gift of electricity to those households who otherwise would have had a very different type of Christmas. Thank you also for your great support for the change of schedule of services over the Christmas period, the earlier carol service and the midnight communion on Christmas Eve and communion on Christmas Day. And following all the very, very positive comments, that will be our tradition now going forward in years to come. And I hope it will offer blessing as we get to that point in due course. Thursday, Holy Communion at 10:30, services next Sunday, 8:15 and 10:30. And Caroline and the boys, join me in wishing you all and your family, neighbours and friends, God's richest blessing throughout this new year. We stand for the dismissal. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.